Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, June 5th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the weekly Wrecked Wolf, Wrecked AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hello, guys. Greetings from sunny UK. Joking, it's raining.
Welcome, Luca. Welcome, everyone. We're just getting set up. Should start shortly. If you want to chime in or chat with us, please feel free to request right now. I mean, it's an AMA, right? So we want to keep it flowing. Don't worry about it. So if you want to chat, please feel free to request.
Sure, we'll chat. We'll see. We'll listen. I'm really curious what you guys would like to tell us.
We have nothing planned, man. No, I'm kidding.
All good, all good. So where are you guys from, like the core team? Where are you guys from?
We're citizens of the world. I think it's a good way of putting it. I'll speak for myself and the two other co-founders that aren't there. So Kudo is from Thailand. He's our art director. So he's in that time zone. Aldenal is from the States. I'm from Canada. And Bess?
Yeah, I'm living in Germany.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Yeah, we have the whole, like I said, citizens of the world. We have the whole spectrum here. You can imagine that the, you know, internal meetings are really tricky in terms of time zones. But on the other hand, everyone is always online. So, yeah. You know, there's a good overlap.
So you mean that Kudo basically doesn't sleep? That is the way.
Yeah, poor him. It usually ends up being on him for kind of adjusting to our time zone. So I apologize. All right, Bess, shall we get started?
Yep. Let's start. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Well, thanks. Thank you. Welcome to everyone that's joining us. So this is our weekly AMA. Usually we do these within our Discord, but since we kind of removed the Discord role, since we're moving to Ethereum, we have decided to conduct these Twitter spaces, well, you know, now on Twitter. So I hope you enjoy this new format. It should be trying to get a different audience as well, because it was mostly internal before, and maybe we'll catch some people that are kind of interested in learning what's going on at Wrecked Wolf. And maybe are interested, you know, and curious on how our migration process is going to happen to Ethereum Layer 0. So on the agenda, that's what we're going to be talking about today. First off, we're going to give you a few updates on the project. And then afterwards, we're going to be talking about the NFT market as a whole, kind of what were the trends this week. And maybe if you had questions at the end, obviously, you know, this is an AMA, so feel free to reach out and to chat with us. We're always very open. If it's not through, you know, or Twitter, you can always engage us in the Discord as well. So, Bess, is there anything I missed?
No, seems everything. So, yeah, let's start then.
Yeah, very cool. All right. So I guess for the newcomers here, I see some unfamiliar faces. So just going to introduce very quickly the project. So we're Wrecked Wolf, a project that minted on the Terra blockchain on March 3rd. Our mission was, you know, for people to not get wrecked. So we provided a lot of educational opportunities as well as tools and analytics, and just kind of fostered that community sentiment in order to share alpha and to share educational pieces so you don't get wrecked. Unfortunately, we all know now that on May 9th, there was a huge collapse of the Terra blockchain, and everyone got wrecked. So basically, the decision that was voted upon in our DAO was to move the whole collection to the Ethereum blockchain. And we've decided to do that move by adding another component to it, or another layer, which is the layer zero component. So basically, what layer zero is a way of transferring your NFTs from one chain to another pretty seamlessly. And that kind of future proofs your collection to be not on, only on Ethereum, but on pretty much all the chains in the future. So kind of, if anything happens to Ethereum, God forbid, well, we'll be able to move to another chain pretty quickly, or if there's like any opportunities on AVAX or Matic, Poly, kind of transfer your NFT to that chain and have fun there. So that's where we're at in terms of, you know, the project. And I know everyone has a lot of questions on how this is going to happen and where the development is at. So basically, we just finished collecting all the addresses for all you good folk that transferred or want to transfer your NFT or migrate your NFT to the Ethereum blockchain from the Terra blockchain. It was a very, I'll let Beth comment on the process, yeah. But yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so basically we wanted to have the most easy, but also a bulletproof in terms of ownership for all the NFTs, to understand that whoever owns the NFT on Terra will be also the one that will give us the address for Ethereum. And for this reason, we used the transfer NFT method by putting in the memo the Ethereum address, and that was basically for us a way to assure that everyone that was sending their NFT are the real owners, and the people that will whitelist those NFTs will be the ones that will mint on Ethereum. And that was quite a clever way to do it in a simple way, but you know, in the end, there's still a lot of human errors in the end, because some people sent wrong addresses, or they put like the Terra addresses, someone missed some characters from the Ethereum address, or someone just forgot to put it. And now today also discovered that some people send it to the Wrecked Wolf contract and not to the Team Wallet. So now we'll have to retrieve also those NFTs. So that was the, let's say, the negative part, but the positive part is that now we have almost 2010 plus NFTs sent to the that are going to migrate, and that makes it a 90%+ ratio. That is really, really amazing in only 2 weeks. And that also shows how involved was this Wrecked Wolf community and how they are sticking around. And we are really, really happy to see those numbers. We really did not think that we will reach that type of consensus and also participation. So yes, we finished to collect everything at the moment, and we are just waiting for a few manual adjustments or some extra correction. But in the end, I can say that all the addresses were collected, and then we have only to confirm the final database.
Yeah, and it's a very tricky process, right? In terms of, I guess, convincing everyone to send these Wrecked Wolves to the burn wallet is one thing. And two, you know, because it's your Wrecked Wolf, you paid for it, you minted it on the Terra blockchain, or I guess Luna Classic now, it's your digital property. So we can't really force you to send that Wrecked Wolf. And at the same time, we can't sell that Wrecked Wolf on Ethereum, even if you decide not to move it, because it's yours, right? So everything has to be done like manually. It's very time intensive. And I guess, you know, we won't be able to catch everyone, right? Some people just left crypto and are not interested to kind of go to Ethereum for XYZ reason, or just not interested in NFTs, period. So I guess we're, you know, it's an unprecedented situation, and we're kind of going with the solution that we thought was most fair for everyone. So that's how that decision was made. I'll let, you know, Luca or V or Babylon comment on this process. How did you find it? You know, if you have any comments.
Hey guys. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we see your nice.
So your Binky voice was a bit better, but also like this is okay.
I can actually put the Binky voice on if you want. The Binkies are insane.
No, thanks.
No, it's been a really hard time for all of us, but as I've been saying from the start, I'm really, really excited to be joining Wrecked Wolf on this journey on Ethereum. I trust you guys, I love you guys, I love everyone in the community, and I'm really excited to be joining the Ethereum community with all of you guys. And over the past couple of weeks, we've seen that you guys have been dropping. It's been absolutely insane. The process of moving to Ethereum, I think it couldn't have been any easier. It was very, very straightforward and smooth, but we're yet to see how we mint our NFTs too. Looking forward to listing some Wrecked Wolves on OpenSea, and hopefully we'll see at least, I guess, 10 Ethereum floor minimum.
Yeah, fun, man. Fun. It should be even higher. All right. Yeah, for the positive feedback. You know, in terms of minting, so that's the next step, right? So we kind of just finalized the list now. So we're working very closely with our devs and the Puzzle Planet team on the minting process. And do want to say we're always, you know, now we're talking about Ethereum, but don't forget there's that layer zero aspect to it, and that complicates it. Not in a, you know, impossible way. It's been done. It's just that it's taking a little more time, you know, to develop these smart contracts that will be compatible with layer, and there are more things to think about. So, for instance, we created a collection for Wrecked Wolf on OpenSea. That's one, but then you need to create collections on Tofu, which is kind of this multi-chain marketplace, because if ever you decide to move your Wrecked Wolf to Binance Smart Chain for whichever reason, well, the Wrecked Wolf collection has to exist there too. So, you know, there's like these complexities, making it a little more process heavy than just kind of simply reminting on Ethereum. So just keep that in mind in terms of, we do want to say like the contracts are like in testnet. So we're hoping to get this done as quickly as possible, right? We have absolutely zero incentive of dragging this on, because right now we're receiving like, you know, no money from royalties and nothing, right? It's just kind of like this dead space. So basically, we're also trying to move this along as quickly as possible. And we're also looking forward to having these Wrecked Wolves listed on OpenSea at 10 plus ETH, if possible. Bess, do you have any comments or additional feedback to provide on, you know, kind of this migration process and how it's going to look like? I guess. Okay, anyways, moving along. So basically, it'll be very simple, right? You just go on our wreckedwolf.io page, and then there will be a button. It will be a mint button or a migrate button. And that's about it. Then you pay the gas fee. If you have, like, I don't know, two wrecked wolves, you'll pay the gas fee for that. And your address will be whitelisted for exactly the wrecked wolves that you sent us. So if you sent us 69 and 420, well, you'll ream in wrecked wolf number 69 and 420. So pretty simple in terms of, you know, how it's all going to work. Let us know if you have questions on this process. Like I said, we're working very hard on it. Since these are layer zero or omni-chain compatible, you know, it's a bit more complex, but nothing that's impossible. So it's going to get done.
Hey, guys. Greeting everyone. Hope you're well. So I had just one question regarding the time window for how long it will be open to remint our wrecked wolf, since it's summer and the vacations are starting, people are traveling. So I'm hoping that it will be, let's say, long period, or let's say mid-term period for minting the wolf.
Around 30 minutes.
I think.
No, just kidding.
Definitely ultra short term, yeah.
Yeah, you need the gas war for the experience, so keep it as short as possible. No. These are our smart contracts, right? They're going to be like, we're not relying on a third-party platform here. Suppose when you were working with Luart or Random Earth, you could kind of tell them, could you extend me 1 week? But you can't say we're going to open it forever. But this is, we're not saying we're going to be opening it up forever, but we can definitely be very flexible in how long this contract stays open, especially not only for, you know, the vacations, I agree, but also for gas fees, right? So I don't know, there's a lot of free mints recently, and the gas has kind of shot up like pretty high. It used to be very cheap. I think I minted stuff like last week for $2 to $5, and now it's like 10 minimum. So just kind of waiting for a quieter time and then being able to mint when it works for you, I think is going to be important. And there's no reason why we would keep the time frame for very short, because these are our contracts. We can kind of do whatever we want with them.
Yeah, exactly. And then people know exactly which NFTs they will get, so it's not that you need that momentum, which everyone should mint in the same day, so everyone can show them off or list on the marketplace. You are just migrating, so it's not, there is no rush in closing the mint soon. So yeah, we can be really flexible here.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. And I guess I'll just move on to the Trippy Wolves from there, because there's no more questions on the Wrecked Wolves. Trippy Wolves is pretty much a similar situation. The only difference is we don't want to be doing like everything at the same time. We want to do this Wrecked Wolf migration, and then we want to do the Trippy Wolf minting process. We have the addresses. And, you know, there's no changes here, right? If you save stake until May 9th, well, then you're eligible for a Trippy Wolf, even if you sold your Wrecked Wolf afterwards. That was kind of the deal that we implemented in the first place. So there's... Go ahead.
Yeah, there will be only an additional step in which there is a difference of around 240 addresses, Wrecked Wolf holders and people that save stake. So it means... that from the Wrecked Wolf migration, we have almost all the addresses, and we are missing only around 240 addresses. And for those 240 addresses, we'll launch another round of collection of addresses right after the Wrecked Wolf mint, and then we will collect the missing addresses.
Yeah, and it'll be a randomized mint, as previously said, and free mint is the thing right now on Ethereum, so good, it's free mint anyways. So that, you know, relatively simple process, again, it's just going to be taking some time to collect all these missing addresses. And, you know, we can't like do everything at the same time, but that's basically the plan for this operation is we want to be reminting the wrecked wolves and then freeminting those trippy wolves.
So I remember, guys, that we talked about trippy wolf utility before all things on Terra happened. Has something changed in terms of Trippy Wolf's utility, or it stays the same as the DAO voted some time ago?
Yeah, for us, nothing has really changed in terms of utility. It's like, it's still your gift. You can decide to keep it, or you can decide to sell it. And we have decided as a DAO that Trippy Wolves will not be one-to-one with wrecked wolves. So basically, we want to be kind of respecting that decision. And I really don't, you know, see why we should, you know, kind of change that, because it, so far it's been working and it's DAO decision. I mean, I guess we could reopen the vote, but it's not something that, that kind of came up. The only thing is, right, if we do want to be raising some funds or some money, one of the ideas was to sell the trippy wolves, and then if we're selling them, I think then the utility has to be adjusted. But that's not the case. We're keeping it exactly like it was on Terra. So I don't know what the argument would be to kind of come back to that drawing board and change their utility again. I don't know, Best. Do you have any thoughts on this?
No, I would say that really in the end, yes, a lot of things changed and happened in the last 3 weeks for all of us. But regarding the wrecked wolf, trippy wolf, and the whole roadmap process, nothing changes. It's not that nothing changes, not so much changes. We are just migrating to another chain, and then we are minting our trippy wolves with the same logic, with the same utility. So I say that it doesn't make sense at the moment to change anything on something that the DAO voted.
Great, nice. I'm glad I heard it.
Yeah, I mean, for us, right, it was kind of always this multi-chain vision. So right from the start, that was going to be the Trippy Wolf utility. And I don't want to share too much alpha, but I guess we always do on these AMAs, right? Bess is going to hate me. But I mean, we are working, obviously, on something that's going to mean raising funds for the DAO and you know, so yeah, I don't want to talk too
much. I can't hear you, man.
Yeah, I'll stop there. But anyways, there's something in the works, right? So outside of the wrecked wolves and the trippy wolves, there's something else. There's always something else. But the trippy wolf collection has been done now for like, I don't know, it's been like 2 weeks at least, like fully done. We have all the art. Everything's ready to go. It's just kind of, we want to do it sequentially, wrecked wolf, trippy wolf, and then we'll do that next thing that I'm not going to share what it is. I didn't share too much, right? Bess, it was fine. It was okay. Nobody.
It's fine. Fine, no worries. On Discord, it did even worse, so no worries.
Yeah. Discord is usually more. That's good. It's good. All right, cool. So you've seen that we've already started pivoting the project as a whole. So right now, we're kind of continuing with our alpha group or educational portion of Wrecked Wolf, and now we're focused on the multi-chain. So the bounties right now we have are for Ethereum 3 mints, but obviously we want to open that up to something wider. And you've seen from our partnerships that we've opened it up very wide. So we had a Twitter Spaces with Canadian Bulls and the Kadena folk. They were very generous in providing us many whitelists. We have the Stoned Duck SVLC partnership as well, who gave us whitelists and an NFT for our treasury. Those PayPays that minted on Cosmos or Stargaze, to be more specific. They also provided something for our treasury, as well as, you know, giving away the stars for the Twitter contest. PS Labs, y'all seen how they minted out very quickly on Stargaze. I think they had the fastest mint out on Stargaze, a Terra project, and they kind of develop these PFPs. They're also giving something to our treasury. Am I missing something? We have the Puffin Poppins on Algorand that are giving away whitelists to us. And I think that's it for like this week in partnership. Did I miss something?
Yeah, you missed the Gucci Wisdom giveaway.
Oh, the Gucci. How can I miss the Gucci Man quote? Yeah, a Gucci Man who's minting his collection on Stargaze as well. Has generously donated a one of his NFTs, so check him out. So anyways, that's just to say, right, we're trying to keep the momentum going. We had a lot of partnerships on the Terra blockchain just to kind of raise awareness of all these upcoming NFT projects and kind of, you know, inform the community that this is going on. So marketing is always a complex thing, so helping him out basically. And now we're doing the similar thing, right, except it's all cross-chain and multi-chain. We have, like, I just spoke about four or five different chains, and we're all partnering with them, and ultimately it benefits those projects and Red Bull's visibility as well as our treasury, which we get remits. Oh, right, we did get a free raccoon as well on Ethereum, so we always get like some free stuff at the same time. So it's good for our treasury, I guess.
Yeah, true. And just to your point previously that you basically talk about four or five different chains, and that is a good point because another part of our bounties for the next weeks will be more educational. And it's very good to see a lot of mints or a lot of white listings on different chains, that we have a small problem, and that is that the people are usually stuck to one chain, and not because they want to be stuck there, but because beginning a new journey on a different chain with a new wallet with a different marketplace can be sometimes difficult. And sometimes also it takes time to find all the needed information. And for this reason, the idea in the next days is it to open bounties. The bounties will be called How to Cadena or How.
Is it cutting off just for me or anyone else?
Yeah, it's cutting.
Okay, sorry. Bess, you're cutting off. I think where he was going with this is the biggest hurdle when you're joining a new chain is setting up, you know, that wallet and getting that initial coin on that wallet. So we're going to be kind of focusing on that aspect in educating our community on how to set up those wallets. And really, you know, again, this is all for... We're sharing these opportunities, but you don't have to join like five or six chains, right? If you like Stargaze and you're interested, you know, in that chain, well, we'll have that group for Stargaze. And, you know, maybe you can also, and Ethereum, right? Maybe you can only pick two, and that'll be the focus for you. And if someone else is interested in Cadena and Stargaze, well, that'll be their focus. So you don't have to be an expert in all the chains. You can be, you know, well-versed in a few chains, but we still want to provide you that education or that opportunity to learn and to understand and to see what those opportunities are. So it's not like, you know, you have to go all over the place. You can focus on one or two, but RectWolf will be your gateway to understand those one or two. I think there's the Finman Terra had a
question. It's just I rename myself every so often just for shits and grins, just like my profile pictures. When are y'all going to start ramping up marketing, or is that even on the docket for Ethereum?
Yeah, obviously marketing is very important on Ethereum. But again, you have to understand, we're not like minting on Ethereum. We're mostly migrating to Ethereum. So we'll do marketing, and the marketing will be in terms of, you know, like Twitter spaces, giveaways. We have a lot of Ethereum projects that we haven't yet used our partnership with them. So we're kind of saving that when we have the exact date of when our mint will be. And just for your reference, recent projects have done very little marketing and have been very successful. So it's not more about marketing. It's more about, you know, your value proposition, the art, and how original you are on Ethereum. I think originality counts for a huge amount compared to something like Solana, where, you know, you need those 150,000 bot followers. But it's the truth, right? It's completely different. Like, for instance, those goblins, right? That was a free mint, just came out of nowhere, but very original art. I know Karma hates it. I know she's online. I love the art. Anyways, I think originality counts for a lot. And then kind of you can organically grow with the word of mouth. Oh, these guys at Wrecked Wolf, they're doing this and that. I think it's an interesting project. We already have like a very strong and tight-knit community because we've lived through so much, right? We've lived through the crash and we kind of have that bond that I think is there for, I want to say for life, but a very long time. So kind of the community aspect has been built out, which is one of the most difficult things to build out. And then in terms of raising awareness or raising marketing, we're expecting to ramp that up closer to when, you know, we have an exact date. And like I said, we're not going to be paying influencers or shillers to market us, because that's kind of not the goal of you know, this remit. It's not, I don't know.
It's not a pump and dump. I get it.
So even if you're trying to do the marketing before the mint, there is no a lot of sense. Why? Because the whole community is already whitelisted. There is no free mint to someone else. So no one would be interested to mint that collection because they will not have the access. So it's better to migrate the collection, mint it, and afterwards you start with the marketing part to start promoting the project and also be more involved into the community and also do be part of the chain and so on. But because before, all the energy and the resources that we'll use to that will be spent to advertise and market us before the mint, they will have a really, really low efficiency, because no one will be able to mint it. It's only to it's dedicated to the Wrecked Wolf community that are already holding on Terra. So that's the main point. It's, and as Berserker said, it's more a migration and not a mint.
Oh no, I agree. It's just more of a because most of us were Solana and Terra. Maybe it's few spread out to Algorand and Poly. Not too many people were heavy in Ethereum. And so I realize that all this is going to be a free mint and we're migrating. But after that, it's done. You have to bring awareness within that community. And it's a difficult community to be able to get your foot in the door, I guess. And the biggest value proposition for Wrecked Wolf, besides the community, was always its education piece for upcoming mints. So being able to market that with a lot of additional information that is, you know, centered around ETH maxis and ETH NFT maxis, to be specific about which ones are good and which ones are rugs type of a deal. So that's kind of what I was getting at, was to try to market to bring in fresh blood and potentially, I don't know. I know D-list campaigns are the big thing on Solana, but I don't plan on selling mine below 5 ETH or 10 ETH myself. So I just kind of wondered.
Yeah, that's true. And also the main campaign on Ethereum will be the gas fees. The gas fee will be the main driver of not listing the NFTs. So, no, just kidding. But
yeah, man, it's going to cost you $50 to list. Just hold it, man.
What's $50 in between friends that have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars? It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But in the end, all our marketing, because we already have some ideas, and everything will start after the migration. So we have We have in mind some ideas and some strategies, and they will be implemented especially after the mint. So to really increase the awareness in the Ethereum community.
And sorry if you guys already mentioned this. Have y'all set out a tentative date? I plan on being gone for like a month from the end of June through July. So, and away from all of my ledger and stuff.
Yeah, I do enjoy the vacation. I think Babylon asked previously on how long we're going to open the mint, and we're going to open as long as possible, pretty much. And in terms of timelines, the contracts are in testnet, so hoping this month that it gets done. I don't want to overpromise anything, but that's kind of the objective here, because everything's pretty much ready. We have the list, we have the art, we have we have everything good to go. So it's just kind of checking if the smart contracts are everything is working fine. So hoping that, by the end of the month, we're going to be good for the migration. It is taking a longer time because of this layer zero aspect. I'll admit that. But I think that's kind of one of the biggest positives or biggest strengths of this migration, is that we're not only reminting on another chain, we're also reminting on like all of these chains. So it's basically kind of upgrading the Wrecked Wolf collection.
Exactly.
Now, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, we are reminting and not depending on any chain now. So basically we'll use Ethereum as a base as a mint base, but layer zero will allow us to not depend on anymore on a chain. And that is really what makes it beautiful in this case.
Now, is that the collection owners that can decide which chain will be able to be minted on, i.e. if some people decide they want to go to Solana and remint it or move it via layer zero to Solana once that avenue is open, do we have to vote as a DAO to be able to get that collection verified with Magic Eden or Coral Sea or Hyperspace or something like that?
Yeah, well, we want you to move it if you want to move it, right? So right now, the marketplaces that we have are so one of them is OpenSea, right? Obviously, and that, is compatible with Solana, as well as Tofu, which is compatible with all these kind of, I want to say smaller chains, but like AVAX or BSC. What else is on Tofu? I think Optimism is there, and so on. So, but if ever we want to also list on Magic Eden, I think, I don't want to go ahead of myself, but we try to make that happen if you want to be trading your Wrecked Wolves on Magic Eden. Do keep in mind, right, if the collection is minted on Ethereum and it's a small collection, most likely the liquidity is going to stay there. As well as, right now the biggest liquidity is on Ethereum. So you're kind of, if you do want to move it to Solana, maybe they create some sort of game where you can import your NFT, you could do that and then kind of trade it there. But we want to kind of promote that as well. How it's going to happen in detail or specifically, I'm not 100% sure, but we try to make that happen because it hasn't been done before, right?
No, I agree. I just didn't know how that was going to work with the layer zero aspect. If like, since y'all own the smart contracts and own the collection rights for royalties, if we have to vote as a DAO to be able to essentially unlock that or communicate with Magic Eden or one of the other ones to be able to do that, even if it's via OpenSea or something like that, or just communicate with OpenSea to do that. So I know a few people that hold Wrecked Wolves have reached out and asked that question, how the migration piece is going to work. So I wanted to ask that part. I do love what all y'all are doing. I still hold mine. And the last question I had was, and I don't, because this is an unpaid gig at the moment, but and I appreciate the migration and all the work that y'all have done in the past few weeks since the BS over at Terra has happened. Can we get a list, a Trippy Wolf Excel spreadsheet of like what each Terra address is essentially eligible to be able to mint Trippy Wolf Wise?
Yeah, sure. We can share it in the next days. So we'll prepare this database and the dashboard so and we can publish it.
Awesome. I know I moved one of mine to my buddy to be able to onboard him right before collapse, like a week before, I want to say. So I'm sure it's underneath my wallet and I'll just mint it for him and then send it over. But I wanted to ask that question. So thank you all very much for hosting this space.
First, only we'll have to be sure that we finish the whole RectWolf process of collecting the addresses and to bulletproof it. And only after that, we'll start talking about the TrippyWolf addresses and the databases, because my fear is to not confuse the people. And it's just to cause one process and then to start the second one. So as soon as the RectWolf whitelist for the migration is officialized and published, then we can really talk more about the TrippyWolves.
No, I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your questions and the feedback as well. Always good to hear from you. I did not recognize that PFP at all.
Yeah, I move around a lot, so I'm a little bit ADHD at times, and I wish that I could just have like a group photo of my favorite NFTs, because I have like 30 or 40 of them that I really like, and it's not a multiple personality type of deal. But my mood kind of shifts and I just feel like rocking out today. It's Soul Gods and I'm holding that one for a while, but there's other ones. Like, it's just, I hate that Twitter is so limiting when it comes to what you can display as your avatar. So it's kind of a bum.
Yeah. It would be nice to have those rolling GIFs, right? Where it kind of changes as you want. Anyways, it could be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Are there any more questions from V or Babylon on the migration process? If there are no more questions, I think we can move on. Oh, V sending hearts. I think we're good. okay, very cool. Hey, good. Beth had like a whole agenda to talk about the market. And I, you know, for those that are interested in the NFT market and what's going on across multiple chains, you can stay. Obviously, if you're not interested in that conversation, we can go as well, because we kind of gave the details for the migration process. But we can move on to this NFT talk or NFT chat. So, Beth, do you want to kick it off?
Yep, let's start. So, one thing that we wanted also to do more in a more constant way is to talk about the cross-chain news, NFT especially, what's happening on different chains. And, you know, as I said previously, we have whitelists, we are talking about different chains, we also are minting now on different chains, and also with make sense to make a recap of what's happening on different in different worlds and so on. And for today, what do we have? It is Terra Classic or Terra 2.0 on Ethereum. So we have some news, so we can discuss about them. And I would start probably from Ethereum, and that is that what we saw in the last days, it is a lot of derivative arts. But in the last day, the most volume was done by We Are All Gonna Die project and Goblin Town. Kinda ironic, but this is the real situation. And neutral day, neutral week overall, with everything else suffering from the lack of volume. And most of the volume came from these two projects that we mentioned previously. And also from their derivative projects created around them. And also today, what happened, it is still some rumors about, no one knows about the Goblin Town. Who is the team? Is it really the Yuga Lab behind them, or also Beeple is behind them? So there are a lot of speculations about it. Someone is saying that they're really involved. Someone is just saying that they're only trolling. So no one knows. And you also can see it also in the floor price, that uncertainty. They literally go plus 50, minus 50% during one day. So that is also quite curious. Then another really interesting project that we saw is the Binkis NFT. You can see it also in the PFP or XV. There are those cute bunnies, and some of the people from our community minted them. It was a free mint, and now they are probably around 0.1 ETH in floor price, probably. And let's see the evolution.
Yeah, this is a big trend, eh? So I guess, you know, we're seeing these free mints pop off on Ethereum. So we provided three guides actually in our Discord on, you know, for those that are new to Ethereum, obviously, it can be a little overwhelming, but we have the guides on how to mint from contract, which is key for these free mints. And the second one is how to win a gas war, which I think is another very important aspect, because most of these free mints, especially the Binkies, they were kind of hyped. I think, you know, you have to be very efficient in how much gas you use, too much, and then you don't have a lot of profit, and too little, well, your transaction fails. So kind of publishing and helping y'all out in managing this new landscape of I guess, free mints, that was the... you know, kind of the flavor of this of these past 2 weeks, right? Because goblins were a free mint too. I think someone had posted it in the Discord. I'm not sure if anyone minted. We did buy them later, but anyway, that's a different story. So
no, it was probably Xulia that he posted it, but the floor price was already like 0.1, 0.2, and everyone was saying already that was quite crazy what was happening, and so no one was able to mint it, unfortunately.
Yeah, buy-in, I guess, later. So I guess a word of advice here, you know, I always say don't be a hero, take your profits, but then again, you might miss out on something like a goblin play, but it's a very, very shaky market, very risky to hold anything for you know, an extended period of time. It's not financial advice again, so be very careful. A lot of these free mints are instantly going to zero. We share the ones that we think are going to be successful. Most of the time, they're, you know, they are, but for a very short period of time. So be very careful, right? It's a it's a very tricky market.
Yeah, and if you want to hold for a bit more time, just ask PBR for more strategies on how he's doing it.
Yeah, if you want to hold for a longer period of time, ask one of your friends to sell it, and usually that'll pump the price. That's always a working strategy. And if someone buys, yeah, then sell, right? All right, so... I don't know. Did you have anything else on Ethereum? I was thinking of moving to Cosmos afterwards.
Okay, so for Ethereum, we are done here. So let's move to the Cosmos one.
Yeah. I guess before I move to Cosmos, I do want to focus on one EVM, which is Optimism. So maybe y'all are familiar with Optimism. It's a layer 2. Roll-up scaling solution for Ethereum. Obviously, the gas fees are very high, so they developed this roll-up. We have a Twitter Spaces with Kexotic, which is the marketplace on Optimism. And interestingly, they have free mints there too. So we'll have some opportunities for whitelists, and I think someone had already posted a free mint in our Discord as well. So if you want to go for a cheaper route, I'm wondering what the gas fees or the gas wars are going to look like on Optimism. If you're interested in that, I think there's some opportunity there because they just released their token. People are going to speculate on the token, and they're probably going to be more interested in the system because they're invested in a token. So I'm expecting maybe some more awareness of these Optimism Layer 2 NFTs, hopefully.
But is also Optimism getting congested like Ethereum? Because I never saw how it can get congested.
Well, it can, right? So when there was the claim process for the Optimism airdrop, claiming for the airdrop cost like, I think, $2.50, which is an incredibly, I know in $2.50 doesn't sound like a lot in Ethereum, but it was like the highest gas fee I've seen. So the nodes can get congested as well. It hasn't been battle tested for these high throughputs or these massive mints that we see on Solana or Ethereum, where kind of the whole network shuts down while these mints happen. So will be interesting to follow. But again, I just want to share with y'all the opportunity that exists on Optimism. You can have free mint. I minted on Optimism. It cost me 50 cents for two NFTs, which is really good, right? There's also IMX and sorry, I'm blanking on the name of the other L2, BESS, the Optimistic Rollup. What is the name?
Arbitrum.
Yeah, Arbitrum. So there too, but we're kind of, I'm leaning towards Optimism myself because they just released the token. So I think that will bring some traction, not financial advice. These are free. Okay, right. Good. So we wanted to talk about Stargaze. I think, you know, I was very surprised at how well Stargaze is doing. I don't know, maybe it's all the people porting from Terra that are moving to Stargaze. I was not expecting it to do so well. So something like Stargaze Punks, which, if I remember correctly, right at the launch of Stargaze Marketplace, were trading at around 1,200 stars. And now I think they're 4,500 stars. So that was an easy 4X that you could have made on Stargaze, as well as some, you know, Terra projects moving there. So we know PS Labs with Stargaze Citizens, minted out in 2 minutes, floor price doing very well, PPs, Painful Trading, which are also 2X right from the start, or something around 2X, and other projects, right? Gucci Man Quotes, we have the Cousins. So a lot of crossover and overlap with our Terra friends on Stargaze. The chain is very cheap. Very easy to mint there. There's no like wars yet because it's all very fresh. It's like untapped potential on Stargaze. But again, there's a lot of competition too from you know, these other chains, and it'll be interesting to see if they can differentiate enough and kind of bring everyone from Cosmos to Stargaze. But something to look out for in the future, because it's been performing very well in such a bear market. I'm very surprised at the gains you could see on Stargaze.
Yeah.
I have to become a bit more active on Stargaze. The only NFTs that I have there are the Star Shots, and are the ones that David gave to me like 2 months ago. So I'm really curious how is the mint process. I never experienced one there.
Yeah, it's very smooth, right? It's kind of reminiscent of I don't dare I say Luart. So in terms of launchpad, it works very well, and usually the mints, even the most hype mints, take 2 minutes. So basically, you have the time to kind of mint your NFT, and people have diamond hands there. I know it's funny to say, but like, there's not that much volume, but it doesn't matter. People are not going to list under floor. They're just going to hold it because they believe in the long term of this chain.
I mean, the people did not have for 2 months a marketplace. So that is also the reason why they learned the diamond handing.
Yeah, that's true. If you can hold for 2 months, I mean, you can definitely hold for a few more days and wait until the liquidity comes. So very interesting opportunity. If y'all want to look out for that, we'll have some guides for you for Stargaze.
Shall we move to Terra Classic? Okay, so from Terra Classic, the last news that we got are about the Luna Bulls and their decision to migrate on Solana, and also rebranding to the Bull Club. So the news was released today in the morning or yesterday. So. Read probably today, and yeah, so they confirmed that they are migrating to Solana. In the process, they will have to change some traits, so especially the ones with Luna logo or with some protocol. So the collection will be the same, but some traits will be changed. And still, they are not regarding the baby bulls. They said something that they will take care about it, but still no detailed news about it.
Yeah, I think that came as a shock for me. So I was not expecting. I guess, you know, I was part of the vote. I saw that the vote was leaning towards Solana, but the Luna Bulls have Luna in their name, right? So we were kind of expecting them to stay on Luna or Terra 2.0, but they have decided to move on to Solana. I think it will be a very interesting experience because they're a big collection, right? They're a 10K PFP collection. And selling a 10K on Solana requires extensive marketing. They have a community, right, which is really good. So I think for that, they'll be fine. But we'll see how it plays out. It's a tricky one. It's very tricky to move a 10K. I think they're going to be the only Terra collection that is 10K that will be moving, you know, to another chain and trying to remint the whole thing. So props to them for that endeavor. Looking forward to see how it plays out. Good.
From Terra, I don't have any other news regarding NFTs, but there is something that might be interesting for everyone. It's about the validators. So if you are going to stake for Luna for Terra 2.0, just pay attention to which validator you are going to delegate your Luna, because there are some suspicious and tricky validators, new validators that they are putting as initial commissions to 0%, and then they are increasing it in 1 or 2 days up to 20%. So basically, that is quite
kind of a scam.
Let's put it in this way. So really, if you are going to redelegate, just do some due diligence. I also can read a bit the last post of Jack from the Galactic Bank. He made a really cool thread about it. So So pay attention if you are going to redelegate your Luna. And by the way, I see now 2 Rect V. No. Okay, that's fine. I was afraid.
We have Karma here. I don't know if she wants to update us on what are the talks around. I guess there's still no news on migration for the NFTs and how that's going to happen. I don't know if there's. I'll let her speak though. Maybe she has more to add here. She has all the insights from the juicy alpha. If she's into it, I invited her up, so. Hopefully she accepts.
Hello. Sorry, I am getting rocked again. Can I be heard?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sorry for putting you on the spot.
Oh, brilliant. No, for me it was just, we have Karma here, and then just my entire screen glitched. Thank you for the warm welcome. Thank you, everybody, for the opportunity to speak. I really love these spaces. I love your updates. It really helps stay up to date. I genuinely cannot concentrate on anything else except for maybe my next meal right now. So it's very much appreciated. I think when it comes to migration to Terra 2.0, many people are asking about it. And I just urge everybody to be mindful of the fact that the migration for teams depends on the infrastructure that is on Terra 2.0. And right now, that infrastructure equals zero for NFTs. So what we are waiting for, in fact, is for the actual marketplaces to deploy. And for us, team leads, developers from these teams that consider migration, to know exactly how that infrastructure might look like. There has been some talk of updating, NFT contracts, and many teams will want to take the opportunity of using the migration to either update the token standard if there is a new token standard, or at least update to possibly enable new functionality on the chain. And that, again, depends on infrastructure providers. So what we are doing right now is basically waiting for the marketplaces to sort their stuff out. We are all in the chats together. We are all working together, but we are dependent on the infrastructure. They have to deploy, and then we can together consider building the migration tools for existing collections. I personally would estimate like a week to 2 weeks for an NFT marketplace to be live on Terra 2.0. But I'm also very, very much aware that, you know, we've just been through such a difficult time and some teams are really struggling. We are doing our best to distribute some emergency allocations as via the voted in, proposal for Terra 2.0. And that emergency allocation discussion very much includes the NFT marketplaces, NFT infrastructure. And my hope for Terra 2.0 is, regardless of whether you are completely bearish on it or not, without USD, NFTs will evolve into a bigger value prop for the chain itself. So they are being taken more seriously than previously.
Yeah, it's very interesting how Brera was all around the UST and not so much the focus on the community. And now the whole concept of Terra 2.0 is all about, okay, this will be the community chain. So everything should be dedicated to the communities. The communities should control it. And now we see that in the end, we always knew that the advantage that the NFTs had and have are the communities. So this is a good occasion also for Terra 2.0 in the future, probably to build and especially to have a different weight into the whole ecosystem as a yeah, as projects and also to be more influential there.
Yeah, and just as a sideline, what I personally would love to see is an NFT standard that allows all the NFTs within the Cosmos ecosystem to just be moved across like IBC tokens. You know, like you can send your Luna to Osmosis or, you know, wherever, Secret, etc. Like it all works seamlessly via this IBC channel. And I really, really hope that with time we will see an NFT token standard that allows us the same. Because it would definitely to have, let's say, a Cosmos NFT marketplace, and it would allow us to have aggregators that allow you to buy NFTs from all the Cosmos chains in one place. And it would also help us really to create an NFT space that is a bit more united, has bigger liquidity, but at the same time, people still can live in their preferred chains, in their little pockets of culture that they want to stay in. Sort of like having best of both worlds, like Rectwolf is doing with, you know, going cross-chain. You get a lot more flexibility that way. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to something built out in that sense. I thought like Stargaze wanted to do that, but it all takes a lot of time, right, before this tech gets fully implemented. So, and right now I think they're focusing on their marketplace, but hopefully eventually it'll all be interchain compatible. Great, very cool. Thanks for the update, Karma. We'll keep you here if there's like more questions. Always fun to have you on the Twitter spaces. And I guess we'll open it up. We've already been to an hour and 5 minutes. We usually like to keep these spaces 60 minutes, but I guess, you know, we had a lot of updates. If there's any questions from the audience, feel free to raise your hand. I'll put you up to, I'll put you on stage. Or no questions, because it's all very easy. Feel free to, to share, you know, any feedback, comments on how this whole process is working. If you have suggestions, ideas, we're open to that as well. Seems like it's good.
I have a question to you both, just of, you know, like fun/opinionated nature. Within all this like cross-chain discussion, I personally have to admit, yes, I believe in cross-chain. I absolutely love that there is more interoperability around. But at the same time, for me personally, I've just discovered that I am so overwhelmed by all the change that it's impossible for me, even if I wanted to really keep up with them. And obviously, RecTools really helps. Everybody is very knowledgeable. But I wonder for you yourself, like, you know, Berserker, Bezerab, what are the chains that you genuinely keep up with and find you're really knowledgeable about, or the chains that particularly fascinate you, and which ones you just have to, you know, rely on basically the DAO to also keep up with? And if anyone else has a more, you know, pressing question, feel free to, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
Probably I will start here. Yeah. I have to admit that in the last weeks I had to catch up on Ethereum, so I was not so active there. I had previously NFTs there, but then I couldn't keep up, so I also gave up. And thanks also to Berserker, I quite quickly catched up and then so regenerated and all the knowledge that I had previously, because in the end I was really literally concentrated on two chains, and for me, those chains were Terra and Solana. So I was very active on Solana, and I'm still active on Solana. I was extremely active on Terra, as you know. So for me, it was in the end Terra, Solana, and Ethereum. And now it's mainly Solana and Ethereum. And I'm struggled to catch up, for example, with the Stargaze, or also with other new chains that are like Cadena, or yes, I also was quite involved on NEAR, but also there I have to keep update myself a bit more. So it's true. I think that the people should focus mainly on 2-3 chains and not more, because it's becoming confusing. So at least. You are doing something in the right way, but that's an opportunity for the whole RecTools community, because everyone can be very active and very knowledgeable in 2, maximum 3 chains, and they can share that knowledge and news to the other ones. So it's like, you know, you are inside one community, and the other people, they are taking care to keep you updated and to keep you to keep you updated with what's happening on the other side. And if there is something interesting going on, for sure you will know about it, even if you are not so active. And here the risk of missing big opportunities from other chains, even if you are not updated, Even if you are not update yourself, it's not so big, because the other people from the community will help you to do that. So that is the main concept that I foresee in the future in our community.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, I'll speak for myself, and then I'll ask you a question, Karma, back. So for me, obviously, I can't be active in all the chains either. Impossible, but as Beth says, you know, the idea here is if you're proficient in one, you share that knowledge with your RecTools friends, and maybe you can learn a second one that has some really good opportunities at a certain time. So that's kind of the goal or the big idea. It's not to learn all 10, right? So for me, I was, you know, active in Ethereum, and I still am. So that's kind of like my preferred chain right now, but also active in, I guess, or learning a lot on Stargaze. I have a few NFTs there. The Stargaze actually came from members of the community in RecTools that said, you know, Stargaze punks are minting, you should definitely mint that. And I did. And it was really cheap right at the time. I think it was, I don't remember how much, it's like 120 stars to mint. I hope I'm not wrong. And now they're 4,500 stars. I guess the price of stars did drop, but it's still, you know, I still made a few X on that investment. So that came from the community. So I learned how to use Stargaze. So Ethereum, Stargaze, and the Optimism are kind of what I'm focusing on. I'm not too knowledgeable in Solana, and Bess kind of helping me out there or to understand it a little more. And I guess that question comes to you, Karma. I think, you know, when you initially started your journey, very knowledgeable in Terra, or that was kind of your onboarding chain. But I think now I saw you had a Spaces with the Goddesses, right, which is a Solana project. And I think maybe that experience through MonkeyDAO or a partnership through MonkeyDAO helped that transition. So I'm wondering, you know, how did you find that experience of moving to another chain? Who helped you out? And kind of how were you onboarded to that and to that new chain?
Yeah, that's actually a very, very good question. So full disclosure, I started my journey on Terra. I mean, I first researched Ethereum, I researched Solana, etc. But it was just as a newbie. I come from the traditional art world, so I was like really, really searching to get into NFTs and get into crypto first, understand sort of like the fundamentals. So I knowingly chose Terra because back when I started, there was almost nothing. There were two protocols and it was easy to understand. It was easy to follow. I wasn't overwhelmed. There was Anchor and there was Mirror and that was it. But good old times. But as I became more knowledgeable, I of course like started to go back into Ethereum, go back into Solana a little bit. Terra will always have been my absolute number one, but I do see different blockchains almost like different countries, you know? I don't believe there will be just one or two winners in the end. I disagree. Maybe it's just my personal opinion, but I see this almost like countries that develop their own culture, and it's incredible and really fascinating to visit these older countries and have this culture shock / discover completely new cultures. So I really, really love Solana just because it's so next level degen. Like they celebrate their degen culture and they love it. Their blockchain goes down and they are happy that no one is listing NFTs for a couple of hours and celebrating the enforced diamond handedness. Like that is peak memeability. These people understand memes. These people understand fun above all else. And they persevere. Like everybody's shitting on them for their blockchain, you know, halting every second week. And they are just persevering through this. And yes, a part of the culture is always negative, you know, the dumping on each other's followers, undercutting floors horribly. But I think the type of culture on each blockchain is influenced by how that blockchain is structured. I think if, you know, the ETH maxis, sorry, Berserker, but they are so mighty and proud of themselves for the culture of NFTs and for the lesser, I say, undercutting floor, lesser listing, etc. However, if the transactions were as cheap as Solana, I'm pretty sure that would look differently. So I feel like a part of the culture and a part of behavior of NFT culture is always influenced by how the blockchain is working and how it's structured. And I find that fascinating. I love Solana. I love the saturation. I love the absolute craziness of it, even though I personally can't keep up. And on the other hand, on ETH, I genuinely love these very long-term collections, the pockets of true collectors that really, really look at, you know, some generative art, at history of NFTs and accumulate accordingly. It just had so much more time to mature, so it's completely different. Like high-end art, Ethereum, fun, very different. And there is some like spaces in between that bleed together by now. I think it's coming a bit closer. But yeah, I'm sorry for the very cop-out answer. I just think they're very, very different spaces. I'm not committing to any one of them yet, but I just find them fascinating.
Yeah, no, I agree. They have their nuances. And I think there's a lot of fun on Ethereum as well. And, you know, I'm not like a maxi per se. The goblins were hugely successful. And, you know, they copied from Space Totes on their Twitter spaces. I'll let Space Totes speak afterwards on. I think I know what to expect here. So if y'all aren't familiar you'll see. So I think, you know, there's fun everywhere, and I agree, right, that there's different cultures on different blockchains. I guess the whole point here is usually it's nice that you have someone to introduce you to that culture or kind of give you some hints and tips and guide you so you don't get lost too much in it. And I think that's kind of the mission of this project. So Space Toads, what were you going to say? I was expecting this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, they started it, right? Like goblins did this Twitter space, the same thing. It's like goblin noises for 3 hours straight. And floor price shot up from like 1/8 to 4.
The problem is that I understand more space talk than those goblins when they are talking. So,
oh boy. So, anyways, now it's a thing. Everybody's doing these spaces with like animal noises. So, Space Notes Innovators and another innovative project, PS Labs or Dystopia AI, right? Because now, like, the AI trend caught on with the Nightbirds or the Moonbirds. And we had that on Terra first. So there's a lot of innovation we had on Terra, and kind of sad that was never fully recognized, hoping we get to pan out. Anyways, V, you had a comment? V always rugs us, man.
I just told myself I'm a listener, so I wanted to come and speak.
Ah, okay, I see. Israel, did you have a... Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, yes. Kind of what Karma said really echoes to me. Like me is more from a traditional finance background and as an investment analyst at the venture capital firms and family office. So I've tried different protocols and also blockchains. I started from Solana, and everything is pretty much about TradFi, trading, and lots of NFT projects saturated, I would say, in the ecosystem. But then I explore more on Terra, which is, has a vision to build the algorithmic stablecoin and kind of to disrupt the traditional industry. So this is what my perspective to building a thing or project or protocols on a blockchain, which in the past we kind of using Terra as our base blockchain and build the Galactic DAO and create lots of treasuries and fractions in the Terra ecosystem and helping UST to be more decentralized and virals in across different blockchain as well. So this is kind of like what ecosystem you like and also what communities you like to pick which blockchain you are in. Let's say like Solana, as Karma have mentioned before, a super degen. Everyone is quite kind of sophisticated in the trading finance. Maybe in other blockchains, they have very similar values or they have their characteristics. But for NFT, it is also important to think like what your characteristics is. And I agree, like what Breakthrough Efficiency is to bring more metrics, more analytics from different community members to share knowledge, which is absolutely great and amazing. But on top of that, as an NFT project, I would say it still have based on a particular blockchain to more interconnected with that blockchain to build different things. Like from an investment point of view, like if at this time and I want to choose a blockchain to work on or build or create an NFT project, I will probably choose those new projects, new blockchains, let's say Starknet or ZK Sync, or maybe Stargaze, like you said, which is more, which makes your project become the OG on that blockchain, and you can more interconnect with the small communities and the project founders there to eventually become a great or huge thing in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like if you want to build and if you want to develop the ecosystem, I think I agree that some of these smaller blockchain provide better opportunity in that sense because you have, you know, there's just less things that have been done there. So you can kind of execute on them and see where the unmet needs are and fill that out and work in partnership with the blockchain, right? That we have that beautiful synergy between DeFi and NFTs on Terra, which I haven't seen anywhere else. So there was a lot of, you know, close collaboration on Terra, and I don't think we'll see that anywhere else, or not on the big blockchains like Ethereum and Solana. It's just, you know, or maybe it won't be recognized in the same way as if you start off on a secret network and then maybe you co-develop something with Secret Labs and work on that. So that's like a unique opportunity. But on the flip side, right, if your goal is So that's like from building out the ecosystem point of view. But if your goal is kind of to build out the brand or onboard, you know, community and develop the NFT project as a whole, there's obviously more community, more awareness, more brackets normies on these bigger chains. That's kind of their appeal. It's because they're very easy to onboard, very easy to kind of understand. All the processes are implemented, the tech is implemented. So what you're focusing on there is not as much development of the tech or the ecosystem, but more development of your NFT project or your NFT brand in particular. And if you look at something like, I'm going to go with the big ones here, right? Bored Apes, they have global recognition, right? It's like they launch a coin. It's a multi-billion dollar coin from the start, which is incredible, right? There was no use case to that coin, but just on brand name alone, they raised like $5 billion. Same with like the gods on Solana. They just bought like a basketball team because that's what you do when you have that much money, is you can just, you know, sway the market and really influence and shape the bigger NFT scene. The NFT scene, you know, that we don't talk about here, which is most people just don't like NFTs. They think it's like it's a whole scam, like, right? It's like a second, you know, we're talking about crypto. There's like different layers here, right? People think crypto is a scam, and then those that accept crypto then think NFTs are a scam. And then those that accept NFTs, then we go like to these smaller blockchains and you can really dive into the rabbit hole. But here you're kind of talking about a little bit of the higher level and trying to onboard more people. So I guess it's really very, very different in terms of your objectives. And I think we had discussed this previously, is what is your objective as an NFT project in particular? There's no one choice should be like the same choice for everyone, because maybe your needs are not the same as someone else's needs.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure that you know like what drives your communities and also what blockchains echoes to your project, suitable for your project to deploy it on, then that's the most important questions to be answered. And we have also seen lots of tractions around different NFT projects, and most of them are doing cross-chains, and I think Regroup for sure can achieve a lot with the cross-chain vision. And before, I've seen like Regroup publishing different analytics on the Terra NFTs. Actually, this is kind of a way to indirectly boost the reputation and exposure of Terra NFTs and let markets to know what is going on in the whole market. And yeah, I believe Retro will definitely, I think, and gonna be huge.
I don't know, man. I'm just waiting to rug everyone, right? That's the master plan. When we get to the top.
You missed the deadline for 1 month, so you're too late.
Yeah, man, why did the chain have to crash? We had that, you know, we had that peak. That was like the perfect moment. All right, very good. Anyone has more feedback or comments, feel free to ask to request to speak.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Oh, boy.
You guys can hear me, can't you? I think in terms of moving to a smaller blockchain and being the OG or becoming the OG or being the best project of the day isn't as good as moving to Ethereum or Solana and becoming a good project there, because if we're going to be the OG, we're not really going to develop as a community. but want to move to Ethereum or Solana. Can you guys still hear me? I think my internet is bugging me.
No, it's fine.
We can't hear you.
I was just thinking that this modified pinky voice is probably even better than the original.
It is, isn't it? I know it is. It is the original voice. The voice that you hear before, that's not the original voice. I'm a pinky now. This is how I sound.
Oh, boy.
At least now he will not shield the poop chat, so...
Yeah. For anyone listening, okay, so Binky's, this Ethereum NFT project, decided to, everyone on the spaces is going to get this helium voice that V is using, and they thought it'd be funny. And their floor price was, I think, 0.1 ETH, and as soon as the Twitter spaces started, it crashed to like 0.03 ETH. So it was unsuccessful, and they stopped doing it because people really thought it was annoying. But props to you, V, for trying to, you know, you can't crash our floor price anyways. We're not listed anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think our floor price is going to crash. Exciting to see what our floor price is going to do, actually. Like I said, 10 ETH is probably going to go to 50. So that anyway, so yeah, we'll be selling 10 ETH or higher than 10 ETH anyway. So, exciting times, we might be able to sell some real ones for probably 50 ETH too. I'm wondering when Solis will come to zero. I think Solis next, isn't it? Solana is next, definitely next. But let's see, exciting. I see a wrecked walls-to-walls.eth TST. I'm not sure if he's been to our spaces before or not. Just wanted to welcome him to Rex Wolf. We're a Terra community and we're moving to Ethereum soon. That's me, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, V. Thank you for your active participation and always bringing a smile to our faces. All right, sounds good. It's been already 90 minutes for this Twitter Spaces. I think we shared a lot of updates. If anyone has any last words or feedback, feel free to step up or else we're going to wrap it up. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, on that note, thanks y'all and see you in the Discord. Feel free to DM us, Berserker or Besserad on Discord or Twitter. Easy to reach out. And thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the weekly Wrecked Wolf Wrecked AMA recorded on Sunday, June 5th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best miles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. Spaces.